Babasa Yerushalmi, corresponding to Babasa Bavli, Daf Kuf Dalet. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Beis Ko Ofani Meichelach Mede Bechevel, Pechas Kozhu Nacha, Hoise Kozhu Yachze. If a seller told a buyer, I'm selling to you a base Ko measured by a rope, then if there's any amount less, the buyer deducts from the price. If there's any amount more, the buyer returns the extra land or the money. Vim Amaloi Im Chas Vim Yeser, Afilu Im Pechas Roiva Lasar. If he said whether it's less or more, then even if there's a roiva too little or too much per sar, there's no compensation. If the error is more than this, then he has to make a calculation and he has to return the money. And if the seller wishes, he can return instead the land. Why then did Chazal say return the money to benefit the seller because he can't use such a piece of land? If the extra is base 9 kavim in a field or half a kav in a garden, or according to Bikiva a base roiva, all of which being a significant amount and considered their own field, the land can be returned to the seller. Even though if it had been exactly a roiva too much or too little, it could not be returned, but if the difference is more significant, he has to return the entire amount, not just the addition to a roiva. And the Gemara says, Hacha at ma higiu, hachat ama loy es a roiva bovad, machzile ela kol hamoisa. The Gemara asks the question, the Mishnah seemed to contradict itself because here, in the earlier part, the Mishnah seemed to rule that up until a roiva of a sar, the sale is valid, and only the amount that is beyond the roiva has to be returned. But in the latter part, the Mishnah seemed to rule that the entire amount has to be returned. And the Gemara answers, Amma mekevensha at moitsioi, lefachois mechevel, machzio es as lemida bachevel. Since it's more than a roiva, it's negated the words that he said, whether it's more or less, and it's as if he had said that he's selling it measured by rope, and therefore he has to return the whole thing.